Someone who's preparing to get out of prison has a lot to think about. They have to find housing, a job, transportation. Healthcare often falls to the wayside. The state's corrections department has begun to help inmates find insurance before they're released. Ohio's decision to expand Medicaid plays a key role. Each year, roughly 20,000 people are released from Ohio prisons. They haven't left with much as far as health care is concerned. They may have received drug treatment or mental health services referrals. If they're taking medication, they get a short supply. Following through with treatment and getting drug refills, that's been up to the inmate. Stuart Hudson manages health care and fiscal operations for Ohio's prisons.
There was no linkage. They were being released, and if they didn't have insurance, there was no options for them other than try to go out and find it on their own.
But then Governor John Kasich expanded Medicaid. With income eligibility raised, more inmates would qualify. And Ohio's Medicaid chief John McCarthy wondered,
had we in the past been working with them on getting people who qualify for Medicaid enrolled?
The answer was no, but doing so would result in a win-win.
As they leave, they would be eligible to not only get the services they need, but also have their prescriptions paid for.
The prisons and state Medicaid and mental health departments teamed up to make it happen. The pre-release Medicaid enrollment pilot program began at the women's prison in Marysville 15 months ago. About 90 days before their parole dates, inmates are introduced to the different programs offered in Ohio. A few days later, a Medicaid agent enrolls them over the phone.
Medicaid is basing your eligibility on your incarceration status as a single adult.
Recently, a group of about 20 inmates at the Ohio Reformatory for Women intently listened to an explanation of how Medicaid works. Their instructor, fellow inmate Sandra Griffin.
Some of the services Medicaid provides are preventative care, mental health services.
Some inmates serving life sentences, like Griffin, are trained to assist the enrollment process. They answer basic questions, like this one from an inmate who wonders whether she's eligible since she will be in a corrections transitional program before she's released.
Well, if you got approved, we haven't got your bed yet.
If you haven't got the bed, then the process still stands. You go through the process just in case. You never can tell what'll happen. And we want to make sure the benefits and the opportunity gets extended.
For inmates who've been in prison for many years, adjusting to the outside is difficult. Inmate Amy McDonald, who's been behind bars for 15 years, says the enrollment program helps.
Had this program not been here, I wouldn't have known how to research it or choose it or anything. I would have just left out of here with nothing and had to go out in out there and figure this all out for myself.
About a quarter of Ohio prisons now enroll inmates in Medicaid. More than 1,200 have registered so far. By the end of 2016, the prison system Stuart Hudson says every eligible inmate will have access.
They have a continuity of care and access to health care once they are released from prison, which they never had before.
Hudson says the program can help keep people from returning to prison. By connecting inmates to health care, he says it could keep the most vulnerable inmates, those with mental illness, from committing future crimes.
That might resort to other means in order to procure medications or might decompensate and end up being involved with the criminal justice system again. These services might help those type of individuals with their continuity of care and their access to community health services.
For Denisha Harton, who lost her health insurance before she entered prison, enrolling now in Medicaid will fill that gap when she gets out in April.
It's been hard when I'll go to the hospital and I get these big bills in the mail and, you know, it mess up my credit because I can't afford to pay it. So I think it's an opportunity that I'm happy to have.
Mandy Trimble, WOSU News.